All 80,000 plus delegates at COP28 Climate Summit take day off from exhausting talks. By Simon Kent on December 7, 2023. Endlessly talking about the weather and ways to redistribute wealth from rich nations to the poor is exhausting work. Just ask the 80,000 plus delegate climate alarmists who have flown to Dubai for the COP28 climate conference. They were all given the day off Thursday and told to relax and recover from their onerous duties of saving the planet. The Guardian reports everything from the world's largest water park to an indoor ski resort and a shopping center are available for COP28 delegates in their move to recharge during the two-week event. After an exhausting week of negotiations, events and protests, the 80,000 delegates in the United Arab Emirates will have a chance to enjoy Dubai ahead of the final push, the outlet details. Analia Schlager dos Santos, an environmental justice coordinator from the U.S., said she has a busy day of plans to recharge, telling the newspaper. "This is my third COP, so it's been a whirlwind. I'm seeing people everywhere look burnt out, literally sleeping in their seats. For the day of rest, I plan on meeting some other young folks and we are going to go to the water park and maybe go to the beach. We are going to try to see some of the bazaars in the evening. I've been hanging out with some of my friends from the Amazon and they're a lot of fun. Since I've already been to one of these, I've learned that I cannot just do this all with no break." President Sultan Al Jaber has set the goal of having a global climate deal in place by 11 a.m. GMT, on Tuesday, the last official day of the conference. He urged the nearly 200 nations represented at 28 Colombian pesos to work with a spirit of compromise, step out of their comfort zones and find common ground to deliver a high ambition and balanced outcome. His message mirrored that of King Charles III, who opened the conference and urged attendees the time has come for change. King Charles flew over 3,000 miles to Dubai to personally deliver his opening address rather than use a remote satellite link. He left soon after and flew home again. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry meanwhile said there were still complicated issues to resolve, but it was time for adults to behave like adults and get the job done. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.